Community Connection on 1400 K1, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors, by First Baptist Church, and good morning to Superintendent of Schools, Chuck McCauley. Excuse me, Chuck McCauley. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks
morning,
for coming.
Good morning,
Charlie.
In. Thanks for having me.
A somewhat busy school board meeting again Monday night. I always like the way the board chooses to recognize whatever excellence is going on, whether it's the spring athletes or even taking a little bit of time to, oh, by the way, you got a check for me, $85,000. Thank you very much.
That's exactly right. That was fun. You know, we announced, I believe it was back in November, that our public school foundation, I've been working with them almost for a year now to help us implement science, technology, engineering, and math courses to our elementary school. We want to expand what we're currently doing at our high school and middle school down to our younger kids, mm-hmm. To open up that pipeline, to spark that interest. And so they did a matching grant for us for $41,000 they agreed to match to get to $82,000, and it was exciting because we found out last week that they actually raised more funds than that. And so they presented an $85,000 check to us on Monday's board meeting. And what that will do is that will help us to implement all elementary schools in Bartlesville this upcoming school year, in the 17-18 year, kindergarten through the fifth grade, all kids will be taught a module on computer science. Mm-hmm. And so that's a 10-hour module that will be taught across the board. We started off with this project just opening it up to making plans to do it just with our fourth and fifth graders. And then Ms. Martinez and the elementary principals talked to their staff about if there would be interest for the younger ages, because we just weren't sure there would be interest to implement that. And all teachers across the district knew that was something they wanted to do. So we're really excited about that. Matter of fact, here in just once school's out, which is soon, we have, I think, 26 elementary teachers are going to be trained on this curriculum. And then it's a train-the-trainer module, so they'll be rolling that out to the rest of the remaining elementary teachers when they come back in August. So this enables us to go ahead and make purchases for the technology that goes along with that. So it's really exciting to have that community support, and from our public school foundation to take on a big project like this. It's something we need to, especially during these times, to continue to move forward when there are limited resources, making sure that we are being strategic about how we use those resources. So that was exciting.
Yeah, and I think particularly just looking at the current budget situation, and I'll leave that to the legislative sure. team. They will come up with a budget sometime in the next couple of weeks, I hope. it's nice to get the foundation support. That again brings it right back to community support.
That's right, Charlie. You know, and so we're so thankful, you know, for our bond issue. And I talk about that every month, but truly it's been really an unbelievable opportunity for our kids. Without that bond issue, we'd be having a lot of different conversations regarding the budget, you know. So we're still moving forward. You know, the two large initiatives that we wanted to move forward with, I know, and became superintendent, which seems like a long time ago now, but it hasn't been that long, were in technology, then the science, technology, engineering, and math, those things. We are moving forward with that. Our foundation is helping us expand those STEM classes to our elementary kids. You know, Philip 66, you know, that's really kick-started this whole process for us with the innovation labs at our high school and also both of our middle schools that we have going. We also knew that technology was an area we needed to grow. We need to get more devices in the hands of our kids. And so we have you know, reorganized staff, and we've been working on staff training all year to mm-hmm. get them prepared for the rollout of our incoming freshmen here in just a few months now.
Yeah,
we'll be rolling out Chromebooks to all of our ninth graders, and then a year later we'll be doing that 9 through 12. So.
And later on in the board meeting, but it's appropriate since you brought it up at this time with the one-on-one initiative. And I know there will be some special meetings for parents and everybody else on that. But that should, as something break on these Chromebooks, that it'll be basically maintenance in-house by students.
That's right. Yeah, we're starting a new class. Our team visited other districts that have been implementing the one-to-one initiative, and one takeaway that we came from one school that we liked, we're going to offer a new course that will have kids that they will, part of that course, they'll learn how to fix the Chromebooks. And it seems like a lot of the maintenance comes just on repairing of the screens. Mm-hmm. They're pretty solid in terms of they're pretty maintenance free, but we're going to have kids that are going to get trained to fix those. Also, we'll be rolling them out to our ninth graders, and also parents, when they come in to enroll, they'll have to go through to get some information about the Chromebook. They'll also have the opportunity to purchase insurance for that. And what we found from what other districts from purchasing that insurance, so basically if they damage it, that will cover the cost of it. What we found from other districts is, they haven't had to use all that insurance money. They've been able to put that back into the program, so mm-hmm. which has been very, very helpful, very exciting. So we're excited to get our kids involved in that as we continue to move forward.
And our mom and dad will find out more on that. But the insurance was, as I recall, a pretty nominal amount. I want to say, operating from memory, I could be wrong, something like $30.
Yes, I can't remember myself too. Is it $30 or $40? Yeah. And I know that when we talked to other districts that had rolled it out, they'd have 90-95% of the kids participate in that. So, which I would too, if I had a freshman, especially my freshman son.
particularly if the expectation is this is going to be yours for 4 years.
That's
you
right.
Know, don't look for another one when you're a junior.
And what we've learned from our research, they usually have a good, they last at least 5 years. We're planning on a four-year lifespan, and so that the way that would work was if I'm a young man or young lady that receive that Chromebook as a freshman, when they graduate as a senior, they'd have the opportunity to purchase that book to take it with them or return it. So it's exciting times. We're very fortunate for our community support, for those to be able to talk about doing some exciting initiatives like this, even when every day you read the newspaper and talk about the reduced funding. But we would not be able to do that with things like our foundation, also Phillips 66 support, and also our whole community support of our bond issue. That's just helping us out operationally.
Yeah, on that bond issue, and it was upfront that the vote was at the beginning of the school year, but you wouldn't actually get the dollars till November.
Right.
That I think next year it will see even more of a help, but
right.
It has helped you out considerably this year.
Oh, no doubt, Charlie. We made staffing changes to prepare for this year, reductions, but specifically from those bond issue funds, we identified annual expenses of at least $700,000 annually that could be paid for, taken out of the general fund, that could be paid for like from bond funds. Great example of that is textbooks and technology. Those are things that are pretty easily for everyone to understand. We did receive our funding, our first funding for the bond issue. We passed the bond in August. We didn't receive funding until the end of the calendar year, November, December. So we're going to capitalize on about $450,000 this current fiscal year from that savings. Next year we'll capitalize at least on the full $700,000, and we're even making plans to try to even expand that further.
Yeah.
So that's been a lifesaver. When you combine that with also for our planning, we planned for a reduction from the state, and so therefore that's how we're able to continue to stick with our budget priorities of maintaining our class sizes, continue to do a step increase, a salary increase for our employees, also to protect programs including STEM and including the STEM and technology expansion. The difference, the only difference is from our end is from the state reduction would be from the shortfall from the state is it's we're not able to build our fund balance as quickly as we would like. We're still building it's a small rate. We'd like to be at a 10% mm-hmm. Fund balance at the end of the fiscal year. We're on pace to be at about a 7% right now, and so we'll see how things go, how the fiscal year ends up at the state, and hopefully we're finished with revenue shortfalls. Those can continue to be a problem for us. But if we didn't have that community support, we'd be having a whole different conversation. So we're very thankful, and also in terms of to continue to capitalize on what we can that don't impact the classroom. For example, the bond issue we talked about on the operational side, but not to mention like our school buses, which mm-hmm. they're coming in. We should have them all this month.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we have several of our older buses that we plan to, that we've declared surplus that we'll be selling, are right now parked over behind Hoover Elementary, between Hoover by the softball field or by Madison. They are there. And once we have all of our new buses in, we'll have a auction to get rid of those buses. And so, but how that helps us is first of all on the maintenance and parts for our buses, the new buses don't require as much, obviously. And then secondly, just from the fuel cost, there it's about triple the improvement in fuel economy. So those things help us operationally, which helps us keep more dollars into the classroom.
Not a school related item per se, but by the way, congratulations, you graduated last night.
That's right. I went through the leadership Bartlesville class. They had a wonderful gala last night, and so it was was glad to go through that, and told myself at the beginning of the year, I probably didn't have time to do it, but I felt like it was something that I needed to do, and I'm sure glad I did. It's a wonderful program, and I know I'm going to make it a point to make sure that we've got some Bartlesville Public School representation in that leadership Bartlesville, because I'd been here 16 years and still learned a lot of things about Bartlesville, about our wonderful community. So, yeah. Yes, thank you.
And it seemed like there was a lot of controversy on which class was the best, but I'm going to leave that alone.
26 was best.
We're going to take a break and continue our time with Chuck McCauley in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning on Community Connection, and we've got several things to discuss. One, we ran the story Monday before the board meeting. The board did approve your recommendation to promote a teacher to administrator on Madison Middle School.
That's right, Morgan Axe. Yeah. She's been a teacher teaching special education classes over at Madison Middle School. She's been with us since 2009. She was their Teacher of the Year just a couple of years ago. And she, we're going to promote her to, actually she was approved to be assistant principal at Madison. We're very excited to have Morgan on board. She's done an excellent job for us at Madison, and she has really stepped up in any leadership opportunity that has been presented, has been available to her at Madison. She stepped up, and we're excited to have her on our team.
Okay, congratulations, and we'll finish out the school year for another week or two in your current job, and then change offices.
That's exactly right. We've got a couple of that going on, you know, between her and Ariel Ortega over at Central, yeah. Who's our choir director over there, who's wonderful. Wonderful teacher for us, and he's moving into the assistant principal role. And both of those, that's what's been nice with these transitions. We've been able to, when you get into the end of the year, have kind of been able to transition into those roles.
Yeah. A lease signed, made official, I guess it was signed, but approved with the Paths to Independence School. They will be occupying a building owned by Bartlesville Schools, but you weren't using much of the building other than technology.
That's exactly right. And we'll still have our technology. We'll still be using a small portion of the building. That's where we have our server. But that is correct. We approved. We finalized the lease agreement for Past Independence to use Will Rogers. They'll be leasing that to move all their operations, or most of their operations, over into that building, which we really view as a win-win. We know that's a great program. Claire Bartley is the director there, one of our former teachers and a friend. And so, matter of fact, we hope this will continue to help us be able to collaborate and work together. You know, at some point, my vision, I'd like to see the PTI program be a seamless part of Bartlesville Public Schools. It gets a little challenging with that when you're talking about the public and private in the mix, but
it's
it's
nice to see that partnership, though.
Yeah, but at least we're having conversations. I visited with them, and so we're working together for that, and so we're excited to have them. We think it's a good thing for the kids, which is that's what we're all about here in Bartlesville.
Well, my words, not to board members, but there was apparently no limitation that says you couldn't do it, but there was nobody that ever really crossed that ground before, so.
Yeah, we're out there right now. We've had a lot of conversations with the State Department on things that we could do with different types of different kind of programs, but we feel like this is a step in that direction that'll help us get there.
Yeah. Let's see. There was something else. I know I'm coming up blank. It was one other item.
Yeah, we had one to mention. We approved working with our YMCA.
Oh, the YMCA, yeah.
Yeah, we have had for several years, all of our elementary schools, we offer a daycare program, mm-hmm. a before and after school program. At our elementary schools, at our house in the gym that we have ran. It's a tuition-based program. Parents pay, like I said, parents pay tuition. Our school employees do get a discounted rate for that. Mm-hmm. But what that enables, and it runs from your elementary start around 8:50 in the morning, so it enables kids to have daycare there before school, starting between 7 and 7:15, and then also after school until about 6 o'clock, which is, it's really nice service for the parents because mm-hmm. the kids are able to stay there, be at school, be at a safe place while mom and dad are working out, getting them to and from work and getting where they need to be. So I started visiting with Robert Phillips, the executive director at the YMCA, last year, actually, when I was on my first 100 days out visiting. In fact, I was at he's a member of my Rotary group, and he mm-hmm. came and talked to us about, this is something that YMCAs do across the country, including as close as Owosso and Tulsa, where they actually have an agreement with the schools where they can run the programs. And so we've been talking about it since then, working out some logistics, and I'm excited to say that we've approved a memorandum of understanding that starting July 1st, YMCA will be responsible for those programs. So the what that'll mean for our parents and for our students is really there's not going to be much change. They're still going to be housed at the same place. The main difference is they're going to be, instead of writing a check to Bartlesville Public Schools school age care program, they're going to be running that through the YMCA. Mm-hmm. And so, but they'll still be housed at the school. They're at the same locations. So we're pleased about that. Also, I think it's going to open up new opportunities for them to get kids more involved in the YMCA. They already help with the in terms of the youth football and basketball mm-hmm. and cheerleading, and of course, when they have, you know, they have the pool, they have lots of programs that hopefully will help kids be more involved with. Where it helps us at the school end is we had 11 folks that were returning on contract, but we had over 30 folks that we were employing to help run that. And the program about broke even in terms of with the tuition, but where it's going to help us is, for example, when we process new employees and background checks and also our workers' comp liability insurance, we're going to have fewer employees. So that's right. What helps the district. So it's really a win-win. The transition will officially start July 1st. So we're really excited about the partnership and glad to have that community. This is another example of the community support that we've had. You know, talking about the foundation earlier, obviously our bond issue, Phillips 66, and our YMCA. So we're really, really excited to come to an agreement.
The construction update from Mr. Kelleher, by the way, congratulations to him for winning Small Business of the Year.
That's right.
But as far as things like the work at Dungey Stadium and your practice facility, everything looks like it's coming along real well.
It is. We've got to have a lot of balls in the air. But that was part of the this process, is we wanted to move forward as quickly as we could on these projects so that our kids could benefit from them. And we moved very quickly in terms of having the track resurfaced, the tennis courts. They're almost done. They finished those. We were on them. We found out there was some errors there that needed to be fixed, and so they're processing that right now. As Dan shared at the meeting, our indoor facility we have captured some of that space. For a new cheer room, which our kids are using now. We've also made space there for a new athletic weight room for all of our athletes that kids are using now. And so those are wonderful new spaces without adding any new square footage. So we're pleased that transition is done. Work at Dungey Stadium is very close. I think they're waiting on some lockers to be delivered, but they're very close on finishing up the work at Dungey Stadium, which is another partnership, talking about the city of Bartlesville allowing us to take over that facility. It's a softball locker room. Over by Madison, the dugouts and locker room there, that's been slowed the most because of the rain that we've had, and we've had quite a bit of that, but that's in process. Our plan is to have that done before the start of the season. So we also have projects that will be starting very soon, one around the Phillips gym, or that some people refer to it as the old gym, mm-hmm. and the spaces around it. We're going to be renovating those spaces to help for more music spaces, also to help our wrestling program. Locker rooms for our cheer and palm. The old weight room will become a palm room, and so we're very excited about getting that started. We have at the Monday's board meeting, we approved some renovations at Hoover and Jane Phillips Elementaries. Both of those will be renovated over the summer. Matter of fact, we're meeting with the contractor here in just shortly to talk about that. We've already approved at the last board meeting, we approved work to be done at Madison and renovations to be done at those spaces. The auditoriums at both Madison and Central are going to be renovated. That Central auditorium, that was the one space that we weren't able to renovate. Mm-hmm. We just didn't have the funding to do it on the right. on the renovation, and so that was approved. And what that we're very excited about. That's a beautiful facility, but that's going to enable us to get, you know, have all the lighting work to replace the seating at the lower level. We're going to be able to keep the seating up up above. Also, and install a safety rail there, as well as some carpet and. Carpet and paint, those type of things. We'll also be replacing the seating over at Madison. So next month we'll be opening, we're on pace to opening bid at for Custer Stadium. Mm-hmm. Underneath level, that's what that's going to do. That's going to enable us to have some locker rooms for like our cross country and track teams, renovate some spaces for our soccer teams and also tennis teams. So all with our within our existing square footage.
And in about less than a minute we got left, students leaving for Special Olympics in Stillwater this week, too.
That's exactly right. They took off this morning. We had a group go out this morning, had a send-off for them at 7. So, yeah, that's an exciting time. It's a great program that we have.
I've had the privilege of being the announcer for that for a number of years.
Good
it's
deal.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Good deal. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you very much. And that's our time this morning with the Superintendent of Schools. And, of course, graduation coming up a week from this Friday, 8 o'clock at Custer Stadium, outdoor under the stars.
And it will not rain. That's going to be a beautiful day. Beautiful evening.
It will be. And, of course, we'll broadcast that live for you here on AM 1400 K1. Mostly cloudy, becoming mostly sunny. And I think we are transitioning into that mostly sunny part very well. 65 degrees at AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away coming up at about 10 minutes after 9. In the meantime, news on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network on K1, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. At least three tornadoes.